The Irish Council for Civil Liberties has said it's questionable if the mandatory hotel quarantine system continues to be viable. They were reacting to the news that just 7 countries remain subject to the system after 23 countries were removed from the list on Friday. New figures show that more than 10,000 people have entered the system since it began 5 months ago. Samantha Nabrary has the details and she's with us now. Sam, remind us how mandatory hotel quarantine came about.
Well, Gavin, if you go back to the start of the year when what was then being called the UK variant swept through the country, 2 other strains of the virus were also being categorised as variants of concern, and they were the ones that originated in South Africa and in Brazil. There were concerns about how transmissible these variants were and if they might be able to escape the vaccines, which back then, you'll remember, the rollout had just begun. There was huge political pressure on the government to deal with the issue of travel into Ireland, and so on the 26th of March, they began operating the mandatory hotel quarantine system. Now, in its early days, you might remember, it was beset by problems. Within days of it starting, there were people absconding. There were complaints by families with children about the cramped conditions. And there were also appeals for leniency from people who'd arrived here to visit sick or dying relatives and those travelling abroad for medical reasons who had to enter the system. So not long after that, exemptions for the fully vaccinated and those travelling for medical reasons were brought in. So as it stands at the moment, people who've been in or transited through what's called a designated state in the previous 14 days must enter mandatory hotel quarantine if they don't have valid proof of vaccination or recovery from COVID-19.
And what do these latest figures tell us about how the system has operated?
Well, these figures released to RTE News show that a total of 10,196 people have entered the system to date. More than 2,500 people a month were entering mandatory hotel quarantine at its peak in May and in June. But since travel restrictions eased here on the 19th of July, that figure has fallen to just under 1,500. There's also been 3,300 appeals by those in mandatory hotel quarantine. The department say about 30% of these are what they describe as repeat appeals, and just over 500 of those appeals have been granted to date. The figures also tell us that 159 people have absconded from the system over the past 5 months, and just 35 of these were returned to the system with the assistance of Gardaí.
Now, there were some changes announced to the system this weekend.
That's right. On Friday night, the Department of Health announced that 23 countries had been removed from the list of designated states, which included places like India and South Africa. One country, Ecuador, will be added to the list from Tuesday, but it leaves just 7 countries on the list, all of them in South America. There are Argentina, Bolivia, Brazil, Chile, Colombia and Peru are the other ones. And the department also said the number of hotels it's been using for mandatory hotel quarantine will be reduced next week from 8 at the peak to just 3. So asked what the future holds for the system, the Department of Health says mandatory hotel quarantine will continue to operate for as long as is considered necessary. And it says, like other public health measures, it will keep the requirement for the system under review. But the Irish Council for Civil Liberties has said it's questionable if the system is viable at this point. Its executive director, Liam Herrick, said as Ireland is committed to removing the remaining COVID restrictions, it's essential that this system of detention is abolished at the early opportunity, and he said the council believes alternative methods of monitoring international travel must be explored as a priority.
Samantha Nabrary, our reporter there.